Money, 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 money! Rose, you want to know more about money, right? Who doesn't? What's the deal over there?
From mortgages to cash, interest rates and credit, Robert Palmer helps you with it. The Money Minute.
Robert Palmer from RP Funding is joining me again this morning. Now, you have 15 saving thousands rules. What is the concept behind them?
Yeah, so I tried to sit down and look at my life and, you know, look at kind of mistakes I'd made along the way or things I'd done right along the way and try to break that down into a simple set of rules for people to follow.
So these are your tricks to help us make better financial decisions.
Right. You know, we've got this whole problem where no one knows what to do. And so I figured
Very
if I
true.
Can give people a simple set of 15 rules they can follow to make better financial decisions. And a lot of this really applies to all aspects of life.
So this is for more than just buying a house or a car.
Right. Just it's about making good decisions. I mean, you know, there's examples. Shopping around is a big one. You know, knowing your numbers, understanding your credit scores,
yeah.
You know, owning a home sooner than later so you can start creating wealth in that way. Just a really good set of 15 rules. And I've had a lot of great feedback. It's fun when I run into somebody out in public and they like start quoting the rules back to me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or telling me how the rules have changed their lives, you know, how they've saved money. And so
you always get positive feedback from your rules.
Absolutely. It's just that basic kind of code you can live by to make better financial decisions.
And what's great about your rules is just reading them over, it gets you to start thinking about making these changes in your life. We're going to start going over the rules tomorrow with Robert Palmer at 8:25, and I'll post them on my Twitter at Radio Rose. If you have questions for Robert, tweet me and use hashtag Money Minute.
The Kane Show.
Back after this.